Hey everyone, Scott Aukerman here.
And I'm Lauren Lapkus.
And I'm Paula F. Tompkins.
And we have a brand new podcast called Threedom!
Basically, the three of us have a lot of fun conversations together, and we wanted to do a show where we aren't playing characters.
So we abandon our individual podcast formats to discuss each other, the world, and everything in between.
Although maybe we should have done all of our podcast formats on top of each other simultaneously.
I think
like
we should.
Like Friends. Like that.
Yeah,
Friends,
yeah,
like
on YouTube.
Friends. Netflix,
like,
yeah.
Like Friends.
We are Friends. In this limited series, we try to figure out what the show should be called.
A test balloon.
Nope.
KIS, comma S.
So stupid.
Welcome back to KIS, comma S.
No one will ever find it.
Oh, honey, it gets worse.
Oh, I like that.
We share weird stories from our childhoods. And I tried to flip over his back, and then we both just fell, and we both landed on the tops of our heads.
Oh my god! And we make fun of each other a lot.
Which is kind of a bummer sometimes.
Oh my god!
Well, not for all of us, just for one of us.
Wait, who?
That one!
So make sure
to... Yeah, because I was like, it's not a bummer for me.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I get my feelings hurt.
Oh, come on.
Now that is going to get people to listen.
Make sure to check out Threedom October 4th, wherever you get your podcasts, baby.
Or go fuck yourself.
Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
An entrepreneur is oft defined as the person in charge of designing, launching, and running a business of their own. Few people embody this word more than famed ticket reseller Paul Gandy. We met up with Gandy outside Chicago's Wrigley Field for a first-hand look at his unique business practices.
Can you spell it again, Paul Gandy?
Ticks, T-I-C-K-S.
T-I-C-K-S.
Ticks.
.com.
.com.
Okay, sorry.
But you don't even have a computer in here.
No, I won't. On principle. Yeah, no. So not going to do that. It's not, you wouldn't go up to a classical guitarist and go, where's your amp? You know.
So you broker only hard copy tickets.
You wouldn't go up to a pit master who specializes in pork shoulder that's done over 18 hours and say, you know, let's make a sous vide. Where's your sous vide? You know, I saw that on a cooking show. No, I'm a human-to-human ticket broker, problem solver.
Ooh, are these from the Boston Celtics? These are old tickets, Matt. These are like vintage.
Yeah, that's the Reggie Lewis game, the last game he played.
You brokered these?
Yeah, I brokered those.
So you sell them and then you get them back after it's a great game and Xerox them?
No, people give me the stubs. People that don't care. Sometimes I'll sign that up before. People don't mind. Not everyone is sentimental about things, but truth of the matter is I traffic in memories. Mm-hmm.
Jordan's first game,
Jordan's last game.
That was not as fun. Oh, the Wizards game?
The Wizards. People don't like the Wizards era, but I didn't mind it.
Ringling Brothers and Barnum Bailey Circus
Ringling
tickets.
Brothers, Barnum Bailey.
Is that the Shrine, the old Shrine Auditorium?
It's at the Shrine. I have it from the Medina.
Oh, Medina
I have
Shrine,
when they
yeah.
were at the old Chicago Stadium. I have when they did the Rainbow Roller Rink for a
so
brief
So these
time.
Are sort of organized because it seems like all the circus stuff is in that corner.
That's Circus Corner, as a matter of fact. As you can see up there, I had a scarf made. It says Circus Corner.
Oh, yeah.
See, and that's so I got that up there.
That's a nice scarf.
Yeah.
He spells circus different, too. C-I-R-K.
Disney on Ice. Bananarama. Remember Bananarama? That show?
Oh, yeah.
They came around, did a live show.
Oh, I thought it was a band.
No, it's a show, kids show.
Okay.
Electric Company, Sesame Street on Ice.
Oh, this is all the ice.
This is the ice area.
So let's say I want Sesame Street.
Facts of Life was on ice?
Sesame Street went on ice. They had Snuffleupagus. They
no,
had
facts. Does that say facts of life or does that say facts of life? What is it? That's not on ice.
Facts of life on ice.
Was on ice?
Absolutely. There was a big time in the 80s where ice shows were huge.
Just add ice.
That's
and
huge.
You had a
that's
hit.
Like.
Rosemont Horizon was cooking, is what I used to say
horizon.
About that. Yeah, all of the old Horizon before it was the Allstate Arena. And I did a lot of Billy Joel shows. I did it all, really. If you name an artist, I probably worked with them.
Stevie Wonder tickets.
Oh, absolutely. Did Stevie Wonder at Erie Crown. Did Stevie Wonder at Chicago Stadium.
REO Speedwagon.
REO Speedwagon, Soldier Field. REO Speedwagon, Alpine Valley. REO Speedwagon, Chicago Stadium.
Wow.
REO
You do deal in memories. You remember every deal you brokered.
Every live event is an opportunity for a memory. And that's what my business card says.
Do you go to a lot of the concerts you broker tickets for?
Oh, when I get an opportunity to, absolutely. But my rule is I'll only go with someone who has an extra ticket where someone bails out. I don't go with any of my own friends or family. I like to go with my clients.
And only for free when they have to get rid of it.
Well, absolutely.
Okay.
You buy it back in that instance?
Why get the milk for money when you can get it for free, as they say?
Do you enjoy music, though?
Got it.
Like, would you ever treat yourself to something you like?
I love
music.
And
why wouldn't you bring your family to a concert? Like your kids or whatever?
The truth of the matter is it's an experience that I get close to. Look, I'll go with my wife or my kids as long as they're buying the tickets.
Okay. That's an ethical line you draw. That's just your business. That's
a
family business.
Yeah, if they want to buy tickets. Yeah, well, look, it is an ethical. It's an ethical situation.
It's almost like a dealer should never get high on his own supply, right?
It's literally exactly what it is.
Is it?
I think so.
Does the metaphor
because
work?
Getting deals, right? Because you're getting kind of like people are giving you like really good seats, really good sections.
Look, I got buddies on the inside. You make friends with the band managers, the tour managers, sometimes with the equipment managers if it's a sport. You know, I've got buddies on the insides of all these teams, and then I know the touring managers, and they're hooking it up. So there's a lot of nice perks to this job. You know, one of them is free tickets here and there to different events, and another one would be lots of bottled water.
There is something great about having that tangible ticket, like in the old days, like when you get the season ticket packet for a Bears run.
I love when you get your package, you open it, and it's just a big, it smells like a new car.
It's
the cardboard.
Heavy.
Yeah, it's heavy.
It's heavy, you know what I mean?
Now people just go online and they just like print them out on their phone.
I mean, you must be getting dunked on by StubHub. I mean, they must just be decimating your financial
That corporation
stream.
Must just be cashing so many
They're
checks.
They're like
that
posterizing
your
business, sort of.
What I call it is Punk Hub. It's for punks.
It's pretty clever.
Okay, and it's the same number of letters and the same word, same sound. Mm-hmm. Punk Hub. Basically what they're doing is eroding the fabric of human interaction and the American entertainment experience.
But what about people that just like, see, if I want to go to see, let's say I want to go see Sesame Street on ice.
And I come over here and I find you some tickets at a very reasonable markup.
But I don't want to like have a conversation. I just want to get the tickets and go. I can see right on the computer what my view is. I can see.
Oh,
they send
sorry.
It right to my phone. I'm just saying, like, what's the advantage to not doing it?
Let me ask you, what's the advantage of looking at a crudely done animation that shows you your perspective from your seat? You can look at a seating map and you know what you're going to be seeing.
Oh, like
by the way, it is
map.
A federal law to say that there is obstruction in your seat if there is obstruction in your seat.
Okay.
So what is it that you think you're not going to see or not see? If it says row 6 on one ticket and it says row 26 on another, which one do you think is closer?
Row 6, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a broker and a scalper?
Well, broker is the correct term to use when talking about someone in my profession.
Okay.
Scalper is a derogatory term. I mean, what's the difference between a neurosurgeon and a chiropractor?
About 6 years of school. Have you gone to school for this?
And also cutting into the body.
Mm-hmm. Life and death. Life and death situation.
You guys are both sharp and you're both correct. Yeah. No, what I do is completely different. I'm not walking around the
stadium.
You're not
doing neurosurgery. You've never looked at your job as neurosurgery.
And I'm not doing, it's the neurosurgery of transactions.
Do you have any opinions on that?
Think about it that way. You do a bachelor party, you know, and you got a bunch of guys. Oh, you know, we want to go see, 311. You know, that's our favorite band. Mm-hmm. And I go, guys, they're not even out there on the road anymore. So let me find out. I talked to a couple people. They get back to me. Guess what? 311's doing a show in Tampa at a tiny bar. You know, and they're not even calling themselves 311 anymore. That's through my network, through my brokerage brotherhood. There's a fraternity. And by the way, it is all men, in case you want to know. I'm not calling it a fraternity in a loose... I'm not being jocular about it.
You actually have bylaws and everything?
No, but you just, you know, look.
It's a bunch of bros.
It's a bunch of brothers, and we know what we're doing in this particular instance.
Matt and I have, you know, we have kids. If you wanted to go see, like, Katy Perry or something, is that act too new for you to, like, sort of
hear you roar. A lot of people say, oh, do you even know the acts that you're talking about? And I can usually rip off a real quick little sample, as the kids say.
Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift. Hey, I broke up with you again. Don't know what time it is today.
So is that something you might do for a customer? Say, like, I have a Taylor Swift concert, and they're like, I don't know who Taylor Swift is. And you give them a little sample. Oh, she's good. She does this one.
I go, oh, you want to hear another another
Pink
track
or something?
I got you again from the pound today. You're my lost little doggy. Get on your way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or like if Pink. Jethro Tull was opening for some popular band, like Maroon 5.
Oh, Aqualung, dong, dong, da-da, dong, 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 da-dong.
Soundgarden's coming soon. I want to go to that show.
You were doing what iTunes was
Black
doing before
sun,
iTunes.
Won't you come? That was a sad tragedy.
Mm-hmm. Soundgarden.
Oh, Chris Cornell. My goodness gracious.
Killed himself?
Killed himself, allegedly.
Oh, you don't believe it.
Well, there's certainly feels like a lot of suicides for it to be suicide, if you know what I mean.
Can I ask you about this picture here? This is like all your, looks like a Christmas party with all of your clients. Are these people clients or family?
Yeah, just one of those meet and greet?
Yeah, we get together usually.
Put the athletes and the entertainers together?
Yeah, we get everyone together when we can. I'm very tight with Larry Potash from WGN News. I don't know if you know him.
I say Potash, but it's probably Potash.
It's Potash.
Okay.
Well, he's related to Potash Brothers, the grocery store chain.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, now you know. And he'll come out. Sometimes you'll get Marianne Childers. It's mostly news people and then, you know, some of my high-rolling clients.
What's the process like for...
Drink.
Okay.
We drink.
What do you drink? Gin?
Gin. You know, I could do with or without the tonic, to tell you the truth.
We're not a gin generation.
No, that's more like...
It's coming back. It's going artisanal, just like everything else. Ugh. You know what? I could use a little less art on my liquor and food and a little more attention to how you're preparing it.
But the artisans spend a lot of time preparing your food.
Like, that's what they're
claiming. It's hard to get mad at a hipster or somebody like that really works hard to make sure it's
perfect.
You
ever seen a Rothko painting?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're telling me that he spent a lot of time on that?
Yeah, I am.
Really?
Yeah, Rothko.
It's
he practiced a lot. He did a lot of practices. Yeah.
Okay.
But he was making a statement.
Go
build
see
up his
some real of, art okay. and get back to me on that.
I happen to agree about his Rothko critique.
What,
sometimes
Matt?
I see modern art and I'm like, why is that different than what my kindergartner is doing?
Yeah, who's my other guy who does all the shit splatter?
Do you happen
on there?
To have any art by any famous celebrities?
But
or,
who's my shit splatter guy?
Pollock.
Jackson Pollock. Come on now.
Not Kevin Pollock.
You know what? Kevin Pollock, well, he actually filled in Frasier on Ice for Mahoney. Mahoney went down. God rest in peace.
Mahoney he used got to come on the out. Ice.
He used to come out. Well, they
He's
put him
Chicago
on the.
Chicago guy.
He would put him on the little lazy boy. Have you not seen Frasier?
On Ice? No.
Or on TV?
I've seen it on TV.
Well, he's in a chair the entire show. It's a plum gig. That's the only time I ever thought, oh, I wish I were an actor.
After finding out that Gandy had expanded his ticket reselling services into other many fruitful avenues, Scott and I had to catch up again with Mr. Gandy for one last look at his entrepreneurial enterprises.
So your business is still thriving months later, and you are holding on, right?
We're doing it. We're just trying to keep our heads above water.
Okay. Okay. Trying to get your... StubHub really is posterizing you. I mean, they're dunking all over you. Their business model.
Punk Pug?
Punk Pug?
Yep.
No,
I now want to create like an animal to go with it, too.
Punk Pug?
Yeah, Punk Pug.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. It is what it is, you know? I mean, some people prefer processed... you know, processed foods. You know, some people like, you know, hand jobs as their favorite sexual activity. Mm-hmm. You know, and on and on and on, you know, I guess. Synthesizer music, you know, EDM, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
I like to hear instruments being played.
What's inside today that you're selling tickets for or you're brokering tickets for?
We got Hamilton.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Filling up this stadium?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're doing it.
It's like 25,000 seats or something.
Well, have you seen the show? It's fantastic.
What's capacity at this stadium?
18,500. 18,500.
Okay.
18,500.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's it's a great show. People love it. They're humming the tunes.
What was capacity at Old Comiskey?
Old Comiskey capacity, 36,2. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you? How's Cheryl doing? Is everything okay?
Yeah.
I'm just documenting for a show. It's a radio.
This is actually perfect timing. This is one of my great clients.
Mark, nice to meet you. Hey.
Marcus.
You got the ticket?
Matt Rialto.
I thought we were supposed to meet by gate 4.
I'll tell you, I texted you a couple times during that whole ordeal, and it's like, look, I haven't had a hip replacement, but
yeah,
I know about it.
That was 18 months. I'm fine.
You're good?
My daughter's waiting for me.
How's she doing? Is she out of school?
Yeah, she's... standing by herself over there.
Is she at U of I or she end up going ISU?
She's U of I next year.
Wow.
Oh, my. See, yeah. This is what I'm talking
you
about.
You do have a connection
you
with
have
your
to know.
Customers. So,
my I, God.
You
oh,
got this sweet.
You got the tickets? Do
I have the tickets? Well, come on now. Do I have the tickets?
In.
He says to the... He says
I think
to,
he's going
to
have the tickets. He's
says
been doing
the,
it for 30 years.
Come on. Do I have the tickets?
We're supposed to meet by gate 4, right?
Hey, what are... Hey. What if I didn't? You know what I mean? Then you go.
That'd be funny.
Oh,
the
so
one
funny.
Thing you're I've supposed to be
joke.
Doing.
I've
you
done
have?
That joke. I've done that joke.
Oh, you do
I've
that
done,
joke.
No, I've done that joke. You know, and it plays big. But no, not today. Here you go.
I did that once
thanks,
in a
man.
Wedding
I'll catch
party.
You later. Thanks, buddy.
And, real quick.
Yeah.
Did you ever end up going to Tofano's and trying that place out? I told them, and he said you didn't come in yet. I don't even know why I asked
Italian
you because I already know that you haven't.
Yeah, no, I haven't been in there, man.
You got to go in and get the lemon chicken. You're not going to believe it. You're going to love it.
The lemon chicken. All right, I'll for sure
ask
do that.
Ask for Ray.
Thanks, man.
Good luck with your hip.
Thanks.
That's
Thanks,
a tough
guys.
Thing to go through.
All right. I don't mean to cut you guys off short.
If you change your number, by the way, let me know because I a couple times, no response, just so you know.
Yeah, you texted me about...
Did you get the picture I sent for Christmas, too?
Christmas?
It's my dog.
Yeah.
Dressed up as
dressed
Mr.
Up.
Rogers.
Yeah. Was I supposed to send... I didn't know if I was
Did
supposed
you
to
get
acknowledge that?
That
I got it. Yeah,
yeah for
yeah,
sure
mostly,
you are.
Yeah.
Let's use normal human protocol when we're interacting with each other. Yeah. Am I supposed to respond? Yeah.
All right. Thanks,
okay.
man. I'll
hey.
See you. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
See you, man. What a guy. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Oh, his wife and he were going through a thing for a minute, and then they made it out the other side. Then, boom, hip.
He was mostly...
This guy's got the hips of a golden retriever. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Gandy.
Hey!
These aren't together, man.
Marcus.
These aren't together.
He's
they're the same
about
row.
Together.
It's like a 7 and a 9.
Yeah, that's how they do it. It's every other here.
Oh, sorry, man.
7, 9, 11, 13, 15, 17, 19. You can't believe how many of these I can do in a row.
Yeah?
Yeah, so...
Odd numbers.
No, you're all set, man. And then on the other side of the aisle, on the other side of F, that's the evens.
Okay.
Do people ever set. Ask to upgrade, like... What else you got?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Do you have a skybox?
What else you got? What else you got?
Do you have a skybox?
I'm all cooked here. I have a couple You're down cooked. I have a couple down down on the floor, but those are reserved for a client.
There's a mosh
client.
Pit
oh, you're
kind
holding
of thing?
Them for someone.
There's a mosh pit for this Hamilton, yeah. Well, they changed the whole thing for this. Different choreography.
All right, I got to run, man.
Lin-Manuel isn't doing it. Just so you know, don't say I didn't tell you that.
Okay,
give me a call sometime. If you want to go to Tofano's and you want me to take you, I'll do that too. I've offered it and I'll continue to.
Okay. Maybe we'll get dinner, I guess. Okay.
Did you end up going to my guy for the Camry, by the way? Are you getting one for your daughter?
No, I'm just going to give him
He never. He said he didn't go in there.
No.
No big deal, but just if, you know, let me know.
Okay, man. I'll talk to you
later. I need a tire guy, actually, in Chicago.
I got a guy.
Okay.
I got a guy.
I need a tire guy.
You're not going to believe this.
I have family here, and they're always, like, popping a tire on these roads. These Illinois roads.
You want to know the tire guy, my tire guy, what his name is?
Can I guess?
Take a guess.
Tickets McGee. Is that a bad guess?
Why would that be his name?
I'd be ironic if he had a name that was describing your business.
His name is Tyler.
Tyler?
The tire guy.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler. And almost, I go, oh, wait a second. Did you actually decide that you wanted to be a tire guy because your name was Tyler? Because that's pretty much what it sounds like.
Hey, Gandy. Yeah, I talked to the usher. He said that...
hey, man.
It's not alternate. It's these are not together. They're literally a seat between the two of us. That's what he's saying. He's what? Saying he knows what you're saying, that it's alternating, and that's what they do. But
who
they
told
don't,
you? Who said that?
The usher.
Which guy? Got a tall guy with the beard? Short.
There's
short.
So many ushers in there.
Short guy with the scar. There's only two guys that working in your section.
Have a beard or a scar. I don't
medium.
Know.
Medium.
He's a medium guy with no.
Beard. What am I supposed to do with medium?
Scar on the face, I think, is a good place to start. Did he have a scar?
Did he
in
have
his
a scar
face?
In his no, face? A huge
one.
It's
got to be the other guy, right? If there's only two guys and one has a scar,
one of the guys got a huge scar.
We can figure this out.
Okay. You know what? Next time I'm just going to use the StubHub, I think.
You're sort of... oh.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Let me help you out. Don't get... come on now.
Wow.
Don't get carried away, Marcus. What are you doing right now?
I'm a journalist and that felt dirty.
Yeah, what are you doing? I would never do that to you.
Can you just give me two tickets
I would never
together?
Come...
yeah, just go,
you know what?
Just go to StubHub next time,
I would never
time,
come
man.
To your office.
Just go to StubHub.
Okay?
Why you got to brag and say, guess what?
Still,
I'm going
you,
StubHub.
Why
I'm a journalist.
Yeah, but why are you even involved? Why don't you just
why? Because I just said I'm a journalist.
I appreciate it.
What
all
don't
right.
you know is happening, bro?
Let's all cool it out.
No.
Hey.
I do what I want.
Okay.
All right, man.
Hey, look, I...
two together
I'm like
would be
Rampage.
Great.
Two together.
Rampage, you two together would be great.
You have two together. Hold on a second here.
Right.
What?
Are those I did cargo
to
shorts
today? Yeah, they're cargo shorts. It's like
it's
what are you
probably good
about?
For the occupation, right? You, different games in each pouch.
You wouldn't be a fisherman and not have a tackle box. Cargo shorts is the tackle box of the ticket broker. What are you talking about? Do I have cargo shorts? What are you trying?
StubHub
being...
just puts the tickets right on your phone. You don't have to like have it in.
All right,
pocket.
Man. You know what? Then, why don't you hop on your app and get in and talk to them about it and troubleshoot with them?
You know what?
We're
gonna
throw
do that.
A 12-year relationship.
For the fucking tickets.
Tell them the 311 story. Yeah.
Really?
Tell them the 311 story.
I hooked up a bachelor party. Okay, and these guys are from Aurora, Illinois.
Yeah.
And I found...
this is what's missing in this country.
311 isn't even a band anymore. And I found that they were playing under another name.
Tampa.
Okay? Okay?
Just, you know what? I'm billing you.
Called the Ruts.
I'll see you later. I'm billing you for the Hamilton.
You bill me
cheer
for
together.
Whatever you want.
StubHub.
And do not go to Tofano's.
To check the StubHub.
Don't ever go to Tofano's. Do not go to my guy at McHenry Toyota.
Well, there you go. Thank you so much for listening to UCB Sports and Leisure. And a big round of applause to UCB Sports and Leisure legend, Brad Morris. Once again, solid as a rock. And again, this week we had a guest producer, Cody Ziegler, old school fan of the show. Cody, you're always in our digital hearts. And you guys, if you liked what you heard, give us a thumbs up, a like, a review on iTunes. Thanks again and peace.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.